are warned in the airstrip, and that we are not just going to complain to our national authorities, but also we are going to collect all these violations of the code in order to exhibit them internationally. In that respect, I think that, well, the level of respect to the international code disposition is much better now. But on the other hand, unfortunately, we are still registering, recording bad examples of marketing practices. And as to the ones I mentioned, or some other transgressions or violations of the international code disposition, it's also in the printed material that some companies are distributing widely in Bolivia, trying to convince doctors and health professionals in order to prescribe artificial milk rather than to protect children's health. Yes, unfortunately, some companies, they are also not just taking advantage of the insufficient education or the insufficient information that mothers have in Bolivia, but also they are taking advantage of the insufficient up-to-date information that health workers and health professionals not always they have easy access due to the limited resources. So among the activities that we see with a lot of concern that this kind of industries are promoting is just to approach, for example, medical students and to offer them dinner, to offer them some presents, and of course try to promote business and try to advise them to prescribe formulas instead to advise mothers to feed their babies in the natural way.